Praise the Lord. Well, that was great. This is our first Easter at home. You know, it was so good on Friday to come back into the church. And as we walked in, I heard a few people saying, "We're home. We're home. This is the home." Amen. And from this home, we're going to reach lives and touch lives and change lives. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Friday was the beginning of something special. I really sense something special. So I thank every one of you that helped on Friday, every one of you that came. We had a good number in church on Friday. Amen. Faces we'd not seen before. It was wonderful. So praise God. So let's keep praying and rejoicing and thanking God for what He's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I just want to sing that hymn again. I just want to sing that hymn again, don't you? Now, some of you sang it for the first time whilst we were outside. And it's on the overhead, I believe, as well. Near, low in the grave he lays. The song is on the overhead projector. Sing with all your heart. Declare to principalities and powers that Jesus is alive. Amen. Declare all of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you don't know it, just sing as loud as you can. Esther, I am not blind. Oh, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior. Forever. On your feet, and you young ones, get off your bottoms and get on your feet.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name. Oh, the hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Glory to the King of Kings. Exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest. The Lord, the Lord, glory to the King our King. Lord, Lord, glory to the King our King. Lord, we lift up your name, oh, with our hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Hallelujah. We're going to have a reading from the Word of God. Hallelujah, and somebody's got reading number 4.
Matthew 27, reading from verse 55 to 66. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here you go. The religious leaders that were totally against Jesus, that wanted to destroy him because they were afraid of what he was preaching about, what he was sharing, how he was ministering to the poor and bringing the word of God. And they were afraid that although they killed him, he just, well, he might come back from the dead. He might be the Son of God, but so what? Who cares? Sorry, that's a wrong attitude. That will get you a ticket to hell. That'll get you a ticket to hell. And today, be reminded and encouraged to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because when you have a relationship with Jesus, then you know where your destiny lies. You know where your future lies. You know that tomorrow God has your future planned. He's with you. His word says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I'm always with you. Lo, he said, I'm with you even to the ends of the earth. But you know, if we don't know Jesus and if we're not walking with him as a friend walks side by side with you. A friend sticks with you. The Bible says a friend is closer than a brother. And Jesus said, I'm your friend. But it is two ways. I could push my friend away, and he walks on without me. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know where he's going. So I'm lost. But then my friend comes looking for me. And then he finds me. Now I'm safe. Now I can get to the destination where Jesus intends us to go. A simple illustration, but so often we push Jesus away. We have other things to do. Our minds on other things. We put other things in place of Jesus. We put other things before Jesus. And yet Jesus is still looking and seeking for you and for me. He's still reaching out and calling our names. And all of this has happened because of that great day of the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. And today he's calling for you and for me. And he's calling us not just to accept him as Lord and Savior, but he's calling for us to actually come into a relationship, to come into a friendship, to come into a deep personal relationship with him, so that we know him and he knows us, so that he knows what we think and we know what he's thinking. And Jesus is calling each and every one of us into that relationship. That's why he died. He didn't die so that we might push him away. He didn't die that he might push us away. But he died that he might draw us close to himself and take us into the presence of our Heavenly Father, the Creator of all things. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. So this sacrifice that we celebrate, this resurrection life that we rejoice in, is for us. It's for my benefit. It's for your benefit. That you might be set free. That you might have eternal life. And that tomorrow he's with you. He's with you every step of the way, because you've not pushed him away. Hallelujah. But you've kept him close. If you don't keep Jesus close, you won't hear what he has to say to you. You won't know what he wants you to do. So I just want to encourage you today, keep Jesus close. Keep him in the very center of your life. Don't let other things, don't let your job, don't let your schooling, don't let university, don't let boys and girls take the center stage to Jesus. Because the moment that you do that, you're on the wrong path. You're on a slippery slope and you're on your way to a lost eternity, because you'll be drawn further and further away from His very presence, and you'll be drawn into darkness. And Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Jesus is not a joy killer. Hallelujah. I can say that, you know, when I came to Jesus, the best time I've ever had in the last 42 years since I came to Christ. Traveled the world, done great, and been to great places, seen great things, met wonderful people, been able to minister the Word of God, seen people healed, seen the dead raised, seen blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is what Jesus died for. Hallelujah. This is the Jesus we serve. Amen. Let's give Him praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have another reading.
Mark 16, verse 1. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint Him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting at the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid Him. But go and tell His disciples and Peter that He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see Him, as He said to you."
Amen. Thank you. They didn't even have time to give Jesus a proper burial in the Jewish tradition. They had to literally stuff the body in a tomb and roll the stone over it. And the leaders again were so afraid, they put a seal on it, as if a seal's going to keep Jesus in. Who do these people think they are? When the Son of God has been made manifest on the earth, when He's raised the dead. Grace and I, some years ago, went to Israel. And we went to the garden tomb. And we saw the stone. We saw the tomb. A massive stone. It's about this. Yes, yeah, tall as Grace, over 5 foot in diameter. And the great story tells us that when they came that morning, they were wondering, who's going to roll that stone away? It's so big. When they got there was nobody there. Hallelujah. Even the soldiers had run away. The tomb was open. Hallelujah. There was a man inside, an angel, who said, "Who are you looking for?" Part of Scripture says, "Why do you look for the living amongst the dead?" Because you know Jesus, He's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. Amen. He's risen. He's breathing. He's speaking life. And He's done that for you and for me. Praise His wonderful name. He's alive.
The song's called "My Redeemer Lives." And we kind of sang this song in our youth night. And so when we sing this song, let's just clap our hands. Let's just go for it. If you feel like you want to jump, jump. If you feel like lifting up your hands up in air, you do that. But whatever happens, you know, let's just sing it together with everything that is within us. Because our Redeemer lives. Amen. Amen. He's a living God and He's a living King. So let's all stand. यो my redeemer lives हो अनि तपाईहरुलाई ताली बजाउनु मन छ नि ताली बजाउनुस् हात उचालेर नाच्नु मन छ नि जे गर्नु छ गर्नुस् let's clap our hands let's sing it together I know he rescued my soul. His blood. Actually, do you know what? I'll just teach you guys the song, then we can all sing it together. How does that sound? So it goes. I know he rescued my soul. Everyone. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. Everyone, his blood. His blood has covered my sin. Everyone, I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. Has everyone got that bit? So he goes, let me sing the whole verse to you. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. Should we try that together? I know. I know he rescued my soul. His blood. That's covered my sin. I believe. I believe. Next verse. My shame. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in its day. I believe. I believe. The grave, my redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. My redeemer lives. So has everyone got that bit so far? So we're gonna sing it together now. Let me just change the guitar. It's like David was happy with his own weapon, so. I'm the same. So let's do it together. Let's just clap our hands and... I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. Come on, we can do better than this. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in its name. I believe. I raise a banner. 'Cause my Lord has come. Let's declare it. My redeemer lives. Let's lift up our hands and declare. My redeemer lives. Do you know what we're gonna try? So, when we sing in the verse, we'll just clap our hands. And when it comes to the bit where it says, my Redeemer lives, let's just lift up our hands. Is that all right? Let's just declare, you know, and let's just kind of like Shout it out together. My Redeemer lives, because he lives. Amen. So let's try that together. One, two, three. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe, I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe, I believe.
Lives and reigns and rules. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have another reading. Reading number 6, I believe.
This one's a John 20, verse 18 to 31. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Now when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hand the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his sides, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Well read. I think now, at this time, as we've got through the Bible readings, it says that Jesus is now risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. And he's come into the presence of his disciples to show them all he's risen. I think it's a good time for us now to come around the Lord's table and to break bread together. Because Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Say it with me. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop having too much fun over there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's having too much fun over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Well, hand over to Grace and we'll come around the Lord's table together.
We studied some time ago, if you remember, the tabernacle. And it was very interesting, some of the things we learned there. And we saw why we do certain things today. And one of those things was when the part of the tabernacle worship was to eat bread and to drink wine. And this is significant that we do it today. But there was something very interesting. When the people were under adversity, when they were being defeated, when they were living defeated lives, when everything was going wrong for them, they used to eat unleavened bread. And that bread was symbolic of what was happening in their lives. They were in defeat. They were in misery. Nothing was working for them. Why? They were in rebellion. They were not following God. They were not listening to God. They were not walking with God. And they went their own way. And when they did that, everything went wrong for them. And this was very significant, and they ate the unleavened bread. Well, I don't know if you've seen unleavened bread, but it's like pita bread. It doesn't rise, it's flat. And that's what their lives were like. They were flat. There was nothing happening in their lives. It was boring. It was just totally a defeated situation. But when they were listening to God and walking in obedience to God, they had great and mighty victories. Every time they went into Jericho and they flattened Jericho, they went in as warriors, as conquerors. They went in victory because they were listening to God. And when we listen to God, then we're like the bread that they ate at that time. When they were living in victory, they ate leavened bread. Now, leavened bread has yeast in it. And what does yeast do to bread? It makes it rise. It takes it from this and it makes it like this. I baked some bread last night, and when I took it, I cheat. I use a bread machine, but it's just as good. It's fantastic. But when I put those little grains of yeast into that bread, into that mixture, they seem so insignificant. It's a teaspoonful when I'm weighing pounds and pounds of flour and small amounts of sugar and salt, and then the oil. But the most important thing is the smallest item in the pot, and it's the yeast. So insignificant. But when they ate leavened bread, that meant they were in victory, and this loaf symbolized what was happening in the nation, what was happening to the people. All their enemies were defeated. Everybody around knew that God was for them. They feared the people because the people listened to God. They had lives of victory. They had lives of success. They had great, happy, joyful, peaceful lives. Why? They were following God. And that's so significant to us today. If you want to eat, and they used to call that bread the bread of his presence. Wow, if you want to show Jesus' presence in your life, if you want to be blossoming, if you want to have victory, if you want to have peace and joy, and if you want to live a life that everybody says, what she's got, what he's got, I want. When you look at this delicious bread that's just come out of the oven, what do you say? We used to say to Mum, oh, Mum, can I have a slice? Please, can I have a slice? It's delicious. We used to want to eat that bread. And when people see the bread of his presence in us, they want to know. They want to partake of this bread. They want to feed on this bread. They want to take this bread. And that's why the bread is so symbolic. It's the bread of his presence. And Jesus likened the kingdom of God to that little grain of yeast. He said, my kingdom, the kingdom of God, is like that little grain of yeast. When it takes residence within you, it begins to grow and grow. As you feed on me, it'll grow and it'll grow and it'll grow until out of all proportion, it stands out and everybody sees it and everybody wants a piece of it because it reflects, it radiates me. It radiates my glory, radiates success, it radiates victory, joy. I want that life. I've had that life. And I thank God for that life. But I'm not satisfied. I want more of that life. I want more of Jesus. I want him to fill every part of me until I radiate his glory and his presence. How about you? The choice is, what will you do with Jesus? Will you put him at the center? Will you let him take control? Will you let him grow and grow and grow inside you until all men will see Jesus in you? That's what the bread of his presence is all about. And we're going to eat that bread right now, the bread of his presence. And as you eat of it, it becomes a part of you. And so I recommend him today. Eat of Jesus. It's the best thing you can ever do. Amen. So come on, let's feast on Jesus and tell the world he's alive. Praise God. Let him fill you so that you may reach out to others and they may reach out to Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful bread of your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's have our next reading.
It's taken from Luke chapter 24, starting at verse 13. Now behold, two of them were travelling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. He said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company, who arrived at the tomb early, astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart, to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
You know, as we've broken bread together, for me, it's a very special time. That bread is symbolic of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it gives us life. It is something very precious and something to be cherished. It's like when we read the Word of God. The Word of God is what it says, the Word of God. And we should give attention to what God is saying. Because the Word of God is powerful. It can change lives. It can create miracles. It can bring healing. It can deliver people from demonic forces. It can set captives free. That's what the Word of God does. It is powerful. And it can change a person's destiny. It changed my destiny. It changed my future. I was once lost in sin. But Jesus found me. Hallelujah. And when he found me, I started to follow him. And I always try and keep my eyes on him. And the way to keep my eyes on him is to be looking at the Word of God, listening to the Word of God. and the Word of God sets us free and gives us life. Now then, somebody has reading number 8 from the Word of God. Is that Sonia? Oh, well, praise the Lord. Come on, Sonia. Come and bring the Word of the Lord to us again.
Mark 16, verse 11 to 20. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked the unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach and gossip to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up on serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
I have some news for you. A very important announcement. He's risen. He's risen. Come on. He's risen. Believe it. Believe it. He's risen. Don't be like the early disciples who... No, it's not possible. It can't be real. You can't have seen Jesus. But we talked with him. He walked with us. He talked with us. He shared bread with us. Mary spoke with him outside the tomb and recognized him and looked at him and said, "Rabboni, Master." She knew him. She knew him. Too many people had seen Jesus for it to be not true. The tomb was empty. The stone had been rolled away miraculously. Jesus came to his disciples. They were in a locked room. And Jesus said, "No lock, no door, no sin is big enough to keep me away from you." Hallelujah. Nothing will stop Jesus. Nothing will stop him. He's reaching out to you and to me right now, every day, because he loves us. He cares for us. He looks at you and he says, "You're special. You're special." He looks at you and he says, "I've chosen you to be my daughter, my son. You're special. You're precious. You're important to God. Every one of you. You're not just a national health number. You're not just a social security number. You are an individual with your own DNA. And God knows each and every one of us." Hallelujah. You and I know that science has discovered that we have our own DNA. Every one of us is different. Even though you're related to your mum and to your dad, you have a different DNA. In all the millions and billions of people that have lived on this earth, Everyone is different. Not one of us are the same. Even twins are different. And God knows each and every one of us. We're different. Hallelujah. He knows us by name, it says. He says even he knows every hair upon our head. Some of us have got more and less than others. Hallelujah. But he knows exactly. You know when you get a shower and you look in the bottom of the shower tray? It doesn't happen to you, does it? Yours ain't long enough. You see hair in the bottom of the shower tray. That's you've just lost a few more hairs, haven't you? And yet the Bible says God knows how many you've got. He's keeping track of it all the time. He's always there. What the word is trying to say to us is that God finds you so important. You're special. And that's why this day Jesus came and died and rose again for you and for me. And then he comes to his disciples, he comes to you and to me. And in that last verse of scripture, he comes to you and to me and he says, go. 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 Not go away, but go into all the world. Tell them about me, he says. Tell them about me. Tell them about Jesus. Go, tell them about me. And as you go and tell people about me, I'll always be with you. Always be with you. And when you tell them about me, signs, wonders, miracles will always follow my name. So when you tell somebody about Jesus, you are creating the opportunity, the atmosphere for a miracle. You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, that was one of the greatest miracles at that time. That he who was dead, who was held in hell itself, who was imprisoned in the deepest depth of hell, and when God called his name, when he shouted, "My son, come out," he came. He rose from the grave victorious. There wasn't a spot of sin on him. There wasn't the smell of the breath of the fires of hell on him. Nothing had touched this spotless, pure, perfect Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is my King. This is my Lord. This is my Savior. Is he your King? Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Amen. I pray that he will be. If he's not already, I pray that he will be your Lord, your King, and your Savior this day. You might know the power of Jesus in your life. Today already, as we've been praying for people, we've seen the signs, the wonders, and the miracles of a healing Jesus. That he has come to set captives free. He's come to heal the brokenhearted and bring deliverance and comfort. Hallelujah. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he's come that he might create us in his very image, that we might be like him. He said to his disciples, "Greater things shall you do in my name." And the thing is, are you prepared to reach out and press in, to put Jesus first, that greater things will be done through your life in the name of Jesus. I know some people say, oh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't pray and expect to see people healed. We're not the healers, are we? We're not the healers. It's Jesus who's the healer. And all we do, like I said earlier on, we just take Jesus with us. We take Jesus with us everywhere we go. And as we take Jesus with us, everywhere we go, we touch lives. We see lives changed. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, just give strength. In Jesus' name. Father, I just pray and I just sense, Lord, a weariness. And I just pray, oh God, Lord, for your strength and your power to just rest on this dear sister. Let her know, oh God, a closeness of you. Father, I just pray that she will just draw from your word. Just give her that extra time, Father, that she might spend in your presence. Lord, I just pray against the words that have been spoken against her. And I break those words in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say, Lord, let her arise, daughter of Zion, daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. I believe God's just ministered something to you. Amen. You know, we need to more and more walk by the Spirit of God. Because Christ is that Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in each and every one of us. Amen. So today is a wonderful day. And you know something? This is the day of the beginnings. This is the beginning. And this is a great day. He said to his disciples, hang around, guys. Stick around for a while in Jerusalem. I've got something else for you. And it'll arrive in about 50 days. And you will receive something special. He said, wait, tarry, hang around. Wait for my Holy Spirit. And when he comes upon you, he will empower you. You see, the cross is not the end. It's the beginning of new things. It's the beginning of all things. God is multiplying to you and to me greater in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you. Keep pressing on with Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, come and talk to us. We want to know that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We want you to be in the presence of God. We want you to know his power and his blessing in your life. Amen. Praise his wonderful name.
Daniel wants a word.
Praise God. That was a great word, wasn't it? He is risen. Now, while Andrew was sharing that, you know, I was reflecting on the word resurrection. What makes Christianity different from any other religion is resurrection. Do you know, Islam, you can find Muhammad's grave, you can find Buddha's grave, you know, you can find all different religions, their God, whatever they worship, you can find all different graves. But there we go, he's in Muhammad's teeth, but you can never find Jesus in his grave, because he's risen Savior. And I just wanna kinda like, as you guys know, I was in Wales, and I thought I'll just give a brief thing about how we went in Wales. We got in Wales, and it was a long journey. It took us about 12 hours. Obviously, it only takes about 3-4 hours, because we went via Chester, and we done a graduation there, and Glenn Balfour, our principal, he just ended up taking ages. So we was there about a few hours, and by the time we got to Wales, we were wrecked, completely exhausted, tired, and all that. So next morning, we got up, and we started our missions. And we got involved in lots of school assemblies, and we were doing lots of school assemblies. We was doing about 3-4 school assemblies every morning, kind of thing. And we was involved in prison ministries. So I had the privilege of leading about 3 teams. And I was leading 3 teams and doing different prison ministries. And I was doing lots of youth ministries and stuff like that. And it was a blessing. We saw lots of youngsters giving their life to Christ. And we've seen lots of healings and all of that, you know. But amongst us all, it was a real time of growth for me personally. You know, I feel like I've grown quite a lot through this experience. And I thank you so much for each one of your prayers, you know. Without your prayers, it would have been really hard for me. Because you guys were backing me up with your prayers, and you were remembering me in your prayers, and I really want to thank you, and I really do appreciate all of your prayers. And I'm just going to translate that in Nepalese for the Nepalese folks. Mochi kere tapaile abo mo Wales ma gau the 10 din ko lagi, and mo Wales ma jande chi ke ma involve gayo bhanda hami chha male chi prison ministry, jail ko ministry ma male chi head up garako thiyo, and male 3 team dieko thiyo. And मले तीनटा टिमलाई लीड गरिरहेको थिए मैले प्रिजन को मिनिस्ट्री गर्दा अनि हामी छुटा छुटै जेलहरुमा गयौं यंग केटा केटाहरुको जेलमा गयौं ठूलो ठूलो केटाहरुको जेलमा गयौं अनि मान्छे मारेको अनि लाइफ सेन्टेन्स गरेको जेलहरुमा पनि गयौं अनि त्यहाँ गएर चाहिँ हामीले के गर्ने भने त्यहाँ गएर मैले अब वचनहरु बारे हामीले प्रभुको बारेमा सुनायौं अनि त्यहाँको यंग उते मान सुन्ने मान्छेहरुलाई पनि उनीहरुको मनमा पनि यस्तो जागृति जस्तो जाग्यो उनीहरुले पनि प्रभु साँचो हुनुहुन्छ भनेर सुन्न सके उनीहरुले देख्न सके अनि प्रभुलाई धन्यवाद अनि त्यो मात्र नभएर हामीले अब धेरै युथ मिनिस्ट्री युथ इभेन्टहरु पनि गरेका थियौँ अनि युथ इभेन्टमा हामीले धेरै मानिसहरूले प्रभु चिनेको देख्यौँ अनि धेरै सानो सानो नानीहरूले पनि प्रभुले आफ्नो जीवन दिएको देख्यौँ अनि हामीले अब यस्तै चङ्गाएको धेरै कुराहरू देख्यौँ है अब मान्छेहरूको ढाड दुखेको घाँटी दुखेको सबै तिन निको भएको पनि देख्यौँ है अनि अदर थिङ वाल अर्लियर आई रियली ह्याड दिस थिङ विदिन मी आई रियली डु बिलिभ द्याट गड वान्ट्स टु युज इच वान अफ अस एन्ड इज प्लेस्ड इच गिफ्टिन्स डिफरेन्ट गिफ्टिन्स इन इच वान अफ अस एन्ड आई रियली फेल द्याट गड वाज गिभिङ अस द्याट वर्ड एक्ट स्टार्ट एक्टिङ अन इट युभ गट इट Start acting on it. Do you know why? Stop asking for more. You've got to start acting on it. And when you start acting on it more and more, God will give you more because you've already started acting on it. And I would really encourage each one of you guys, you know, whatever giftings God's placed within you, start acting on it. Do you know, and you'll just see mighty things of God happening through your life and in your life. But the word act, I got the word act. You know, so I want to encourage the church, hold on to that word act, and let's just move on like Andrew was sharing earlier. Let's just move on as a church with full force. And yeah, now I'm going to say that Nepalese again. अनि के भयो भने अघि हामीले प्रार्थना गर्दाखेरि एउटा वर्ड देख्यो मलाई चाहिँ प्रभुले गर्नु भनेको जस्तो कि एन्ड्रुले गो भने होइन तर त्यस्तै अर्को वर्ड एक्ट हुन्छ एक्ट अब हामीले अब प्रभुले तपाईँहरू सबैको जीवन प्रयोग गर्न चाहनुभएको छ तर हामी चाहिँ के गर्छौँ प्रभु दिनुहोस् 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 भन्छौँ अनि प्रभुले दिइसक्नुभयो भने दिएको कुरा हामीलाई पहिला चलाउनु न अनि प्रभुले जे कुरा तपाईँको जीवनमा हालिदिनु भएको छ होइन त्यसबाट एक्ट गर्नुहोस् कि अब चङ्गाएको वरदान हालिदिनु भएको छ त्यो गर्नुहोस् अब जे छ होइन गर्नुहोस् अनि त्यसपछि प्रभुले अझै धेरै दिनुहुन्छ कि अनि मैले चाहिँ एउटा शब्द पाएँ यो चर्चको लागि त्यो चाहिँ के थियो भन्दा एक्ट एक्टलाई अब नेपालीमा के भन्छ मामा एक्ट सुरु अब तपाईँले तपाईँको जीवनमा होइन तपाईँहरू सबैको जीवनमा प्रभुले के हालिदिनु भएको छ है त्यो गिफ्ट हालिदिनु वरदान हालिदिनु भएको छ अनि त्यसलाई चाहिँ के गर्नु पर्दछ त बढाउ त्यो वरदान बढाउनुको लागि एक्ट गर्नुपर्छ नि त त्यो वरदानमा चल्नु सिक्नुपर्छ नि त्यो वरदानमा चलेपछि के हुँदछ त प्रभुले झन् अझै वरदानहरू थपिदिनु हुन्छ नि त चल्न सिक्नु पऱ्यो कि अनि मेन शब्द चाहिँ के आयो भने होइन त्यो वरदानमा चल्नुहोस् प्रभुले तपाईँको जीवनमा हाल्नु भएको छ वरदानहरू त्यो वरदानमा चल्नुहोस् अनि अझै धेरै अचम्मको कुराहरू तपाईँको जीवनबाट भएको तपाईँले देख्नुहुनेछ अनि तपाईँको जीवनमा प्रभुले गर्नुहुनेछ अनि द्याट इज माई प्रेयर फर इच वान अफ अस यु नो लेट्स जस्ट एक्ट That's for me as well. I want to act more, you know, not just believe and just proclaim, but I want to act more. So I really feel as if that that's the word for each one of us. Let's act on what God's given us.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen.